about something good today. The title of your message today is The Power of Repentance in the Church. The Power of Repentance in the Church. Just think how powerful the church would be if all of us truly repented and followed Jesus every day. If we truly accepted Him as our Lord and Savior and leader of our lives, rather than when we go out the door, going back to the world, hanging out how Satan hangs out, or basically hanging out with Satan. Amen? Just think what type of revival could happen in our church, in our community, in our families, in our workplaces. Amen? If we truly repented and followed Jesus every day. Because I don't know about you, but I truly believe that He died on that cross for me. Amen. So why would I not repent? Truly repent and follow His way. Amen? We're going to get to the scripture here in just a second, but let me say this first. The church has always been a beacon of hope, haven't we? Offering a place for people to find comfort in repentance. In 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 20, we find God's promise to His people. In other words, His promise to us, since we're His people. Amen. But we find His promise to His people if they will turn back to Him. Amen. Not if they kept living the way they were living, but if they turn back to Him. This promise of forgiveness and restoration is still relevant in our church bodies today. It's still relevant in our lives today. Amen. In this sermon, we're going to discuss the power of that repentance in the church and how it can bring about revival, transformation in each one of our lives, and joy in each one of our lives. Because I don't know about you, but when we live by God when we're inside the walls and by the world when we're outside the walls, we're not happy, are we? We're not truly joyful in our hearts. Amen? But it can bring that revival for us, can it? We'll explore the importance of repentance for both individuals and the church as a whole, and how it can help us get closer to God. Amen? So again, the title today, The Power of Repentance in the Church. Your scripture today, 2 Chronicles 7, verses 14 through 20. And we'll be in Luke a little bit later, but we'll get to that one in a second. But 2 Chronicles 7, 14 through 20, NIV version says this. If my people, who is that? That's us. Amen? That's us if we follow God, if we accept Him. Amen? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from our wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven. Y'all hear that? He won't hear us until we turn, until we accept Him and humbly bow down. Amen. Then He will hear us from heaven, and He will forgive our sin, and will hear their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. Not our names, amen, but God's name, Jesus' name, will be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully as David your father did, and do all I command, and observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor to rule over Israel. Verse 19 says, but if you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands I have given you and go off and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them, and will reject this temple that I have consecrated by my name. I will make it a byword and an object of ridicule among all people." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, may it be your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Jesus. Lord, may it be your word spoken, Lord, and not mine, Jesus. Lord, may we open our heart, mind, and soul, Lord, to the blessing and the message of repentance that we have for us today, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. Ask you to be with us through the rest of the service. Amen. So what we got here is a call to repentance. Amen. God's call for our repentance. The message of 2 Chronicles 7:14 through 20 is a powerful call to repentance for our church. In this passage, God speaks to Solomon and reveals his will for the nation of Israel. And that's this: if my people are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then, again, not before then, but then, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and their land. Amen. God calls us to humble ourselves. Every day that He gives us on earth, He calls us to humble ourselves, turn away from our sins in order to be forgiven and receive His healing power. Amen. The need for repentance is made clear throughout all the Scriptures, from the New Testament to the Old Testament. In the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly calls His followers to repent of their sins and turn away from them. In the book of Revelation, we read that those who are not willing to repent will suffer God's wrath. They'll suffer God's judgment. And in the Old Testament, we see God's forgiveness extended to all who will turn away from their sins. Repentance is an essential part of Christian living. It's an acknowledgement that our sinful nature and a recognition that we can only be restored with a right relationship with God through Him. Amen. We must humble ourselves. That includes me, guys. That includes everybody. Amen. We must humble ourselves and confess our sins to God in order to receive His forgiveness and experience His grace. Repentance is not just an individual act, but it is a continual one, isn't it? It's a communal one. We should all repent to each other of our sins. As a church, we must collectively recognize our sins and turn away from them, seeking the Lord's guidance and the Lord's forgiveness. Only then can we, as a church, experience His healing and His power in our lives and our communities. He also gives us the promise of forgiveness, doesn't He? 2 Chronicles 7:14-20, we see God's promise for forgiveness for those who repent and turn from their sins. God's promise that when the people, when we humble ourselves, when we humble ourselves and pray, amen, He will forgive our sin and heal our land. I don't know about you, but our land desperately needs healed right now. Satan has got a grasp on the U.S. and the world that only God can get rid of. Amen. We can't help it if we're living outside of God's will, if we're not living in repentance every day. Amen. This promise is a reminder that there's always hope. There's always hope for us. There's always joy in the morning. And that God is willing to forgive us if we come to Him in repentance. God won't forgive you if you never ask. If you never admit what you're doing wrong. If you never confess the sins. Amen. We have to come to Him in repentance. We must not let our pride prevent us from humbling ourselves. I don't know about you, but we all got some pride up in here, don't we? Amen. Because we're still human. But we can't let that keep us from repenting. Amen. And turning from our sins. Because God's promise of forgiveness is far greater than anything else that we could ever hope for. God's forgiveness is total and complete. Amen. It's not partial. It's not temporary. Amen. God's forgiveness is permanent for us. He does not limit or withhold His love, His mercy, and His grace. No matter how deep or the depths of our sin is, His love and forgiveness will reach down to us, won't it? It'll touch each one of us and pluck us out of it. Amen. It'll pluck us out of Satan's world, of the worldly things. And He's not stingy, is He? God is not stingy with His grace and our unrighteousness. He's not stingy with His grace or slow to forgive us, is He? He is ready and willing to cleanse each one of us from all of our unrighteousness. All we got to do is ask. All we got to do is ask. Amen. The promise of forgiveness reminds us that repentance is a gift that brings peace. It's a gift that brings joy. It's a gift that brings healing to our lives. When we truly repent, our hearts will be filled with the understanding of God's mercy and love for each one of us. We can rest assured knowing that no matter what else mistakes that we make, and y'all know we all will make mistakes until we go home. Amen. But no matter what mistakes we make, God has promised to forgive us and bring us into a closer relationship with Him. This gives us the courage to continue, don't it? To continue on in our faith and to trust God's love and mercy no matter what we might be going through. Amen. It's also the basis of our hope. As we read 2 Chronicles 7:14 through 20, our hope is rooted in God's promises. When the Israelites repented and sought God with their whole heart, God responded with a promise of forgiveness and redemption, didn't He? He promised that He would hear us from heaven. He promised that He would forgive our sins. And He promised that He would heal our land. This promise provides a basis for our hope today, don't it? As we seek after Him. We can trust that if we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we seek His face and turn from our wicked ways, that He will forgive our sins and bless us with His favor. How many of y'all know God got favor for us just waiting, stored up? Amen. God's promise of forgiveness and redemption serves as a reminder for us that no matter what we've done, no matter how far we've strayed away from Him, there is always a way back to Him. We can take comfort in knowing that God will always extend grace and mercy to each one of us when we come to Him with a repentant heart. Y'all hear that? With a repentant heart. Not just a contrite heart. Amen. Not just a word, I guess. Just a wordy heart. But a repentant heart. A humble heart. Amen. Furthermore, this promise also serves as a reminder of the importance of repentance in our lives. It is only through that repentance that we each can receive the fullness of God's grace and the fullness of God's mercy and the fullness of God's forgiveness. We each have a need for repentance, don't we? The Scripture, we're reminded of that importance of repentance. In the passage, God calls on His people to repent, turn away from their wicked ways, so that He can forgive them and restore their relationship with Him. This call to repentance is an essential part of each one of our Christian faith. As believers, we must understand that our sin is an offense to God. and in direct opposition to His will for our lives and the way that we're living. We cannot expect to live in the fellowship with God if we do not acknowledge our own sins and humbly turn away from it. Repentance involves recognition or recognizing our wrongdoing and humbly turning away from it. Relying on God's mercy. Relying on God's grace. Relying on God's love for forgiveness. Through repentance, we're restored to that right relationship with God. And we can enjoy a life of joy and a life of peace. The Bible speaks often about the need for repentance, don't it? In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish." I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Here, Jesus reminds us of an urgent need to turn away from our sins and seek God's forgiveness in our lives. We must also remember that repentance is not just a one-time event. Amen. Rather, it's something that we must be done continually throughout our lives. Again, daily, as we wake up. Amen. As followers of Christ, we must constantly be aware of our actions and attitude and strive to live according to God's commands and not the world and devils. Repentance is essential if we wish to have a true and lasting relationship with God. We must continually seek His forgiveness, turn away from our sins, so that we can experience His grace and His mercy. Only through repentance can we experience the fullness of the life that God has intended for each one of us. And the last thing I want to mention is the results of repentance. What are the results of repentance? When we come to God in repentance and accept His mercy, we experience a transformation that only He can bring to us. We can't bring that transformation ourselves. Amen. We may still struggle with the same sins that we're repenting of, but our attitude and outlook will be forever changed. We are humble and grateful for the grace and the forgiveness that God has bestowed upon us. It is a moment of great joy as we break or bask in His presence and receive a fresh start. Again, that's a blessing and joy from God. The results of repentance are far-reaching and long-lasting. Not only does it restore our relationship with God, but it also brings about a profound change in each one of our lives. We're able to look at the world through different eyes, aren't we? No longer blinded by the sin. We recognize the beauty and the goodness of creation and understand our purpose within it. We realize that there is a higher power that's guiding us each and every day, and that we have a responsibility to use our talents and resources to help build up our community. Repentance is more than just a passing feeling. It's a lifestyle change, isn't it? We change from the way of the world to the way of Christ. Amen. And it is a lifestyle change. We're able to look at the world through different eyes, aren't we? We're no longer blinded by sin. We recognize the beauty of that goodness. We realize that power is available for each one of us. Amen. We become devoted followers of Jesus, living lives and reflecting His teachings. We strive to serve Him in every aspect of our lives. From our thoughts to our actions, we learn to trust Him, don't we? And have faith in His plans for each one of us. This brings us comfort, doesn't it? It brings us assurance that during difficult times, as well as a sense of purpose in the world. The most important result of repentance, though, is eternal life. we get out of death, hell, and damnation. By accepting that grace of Jesus, we can find true peace and hope for the future. Amen. And that is true joy in our lives. We will no longer fear death or worry about what lies beyond this life. Instead, we'll look forward to being reunited with our Savior in eternity. Amen. Though the path of repentance can be long and difficult, the rewards of repentance are worth every effort, aren't they? They're worth humbling ourselves. In making the decision to turn away from our sins, we experience a newfound joy in serving the Lord. Our lives become filled with meaning and purpose as we strive to live out His Word daily. Repentance brings us closer to God each and every day, don't it? And grants us an eternal home in heaven. It is the ultimate blessing for our lives. And one that can change your life forever. And never should never be taken lightly. Amen. As they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit and your word spoken through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the blessing that you give us today about repentance, Lord. Lord, if anybody here, Lord, or watching online, Lord, if they need to repent of something today, Lord, I ask that you tug on their heart right now, Lord. Lord, they don't have to come to the altar, Lord. Or if they're online, Lord, they can pray at their house, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you take whatever the issue, Lord, whatever the sin is away from today, Jesus. Lord, that they would humbly come to you, Lord. Lord, confessing of their sins, Lord. Then you will hear them, Lord, and heal their heart, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do for us, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us until the next service. In your name I pray. Everybody said, amen.